Hey, welcome to a special edition of Rounding Third, the Third Wheel Media podcast, where we're not just talking about podcasting, we're showing you how it's done. I'm Walter.
And I'm Ben. Today, we're going to pull back the curtain on our turnkey video podcasting packages, which are designed specifically for financial advisors, real estate agents, and estate planning attorneys.
We're diving into why podcasting is not just a marketing tool, but also a relationship builder, a credibility booster, and so much more. And we figured what better way to tell you all about it than in podcast form. So let's get started.
Here at Third Wheel Media, we help you navigate the world of radio, podcasting, and video so that you can hit a home run with your content. On this podcast, we'll give you a behind-the-scenes look at what we do. This is Rounding Third, Conversations in Modern Media.
Well, Ben, let's kick things off by talking about the benefits of podcasting, the why behind it. We know our clients are looking to convert prospects and retain clients. How does our package help them achieve that?
You know, the beauty of podcasting really lies in its ability to keep you top of mind. And that's the goal, whether it's a lead not quite ready to commit or a current client. Regular engaging content really can help you keep that continuous education and build those relationships.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We hear a lot of the time, Ben, that people want that replacement for radio. And we have to be clear that podcasting, at least not yet, is still not a direct replacement for radio. So you're not going to be able to track it with a basic, hey, this is how many people called on a weekend that I aired my show. This is what I paid for it. And this is the ROI. It's something that's a little bit of a slower burn. And we've seen this with a lot of clients. It takes a little bit more time to get the return out of podcasting. And it is going to be something that is going to have a little bit more of the intangibles really helping it shine a little bit.
Yeah, that's the key. Radio and video are two different things, right? And with video, you have a bigger ability for that organic discovery, which a lot of people are looking for, right? Radio is really targeted to your market, which is great. But with video, what you're able to do is have that bigger, wider net, which can cast it out, bring in more people, and more people can discover who you are, your brand, your business, what you do every day. And I think a lot of people are looking for that, right? And it's a great medium for storytellers as well. With radio, you're pretty straight to the point. You have a very finite amount of time to work with. Video, while you don't want to go long, you are able to tell some stories, really get into some things that you're passionate about, and really display your knowledge and expertise.
It's a great point. You know, video, talking about that organic growth, we see that with YouTube all the time, a much higher ceiling for your potential growth on the YouTube side of things, as well as distributing your show on all of the major audio podcasting platforms as well. So you will be in a lot of places. It's great for Google searchability to leverage this podcast medium. And it's why we've seen so many clients over the years have success with it, both in the short term, but also folks that have been doing their shows for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years now at this point, and still accumulating episodes and doing more and more content. And I think your point about storytelling is spot on. It's a great medium for that. In fact, Ben, we've seen people make entire video podcasts out of just telling one story, one engaging story, and it really moves the needle for people who are trying to learn more about your business.
Yeah. So why would you do podcasting? It's for those reasons. And either customer or whoever is watching, that ability to connect with you through video in your eyes and be able to see who you are, right? The storytelling is great and that's great to listen to it, but there's just another personal connection, a little deeper level there when you're able to see someone discuss and lay out their business and maybe tell a story with a whiteboard or draw out some numbers and do that sort of thing. Either way, you're able to connect a little bit deeper through video than maybe you would with radio.
It's a great point. It's a way to meet not only potential prospects, but people that are already in your funnel. It's a great medium to serve both of those camps. So Ben, let's break down our package. We offer a weekly video podcast that's posted across multiple platforms, but there's a lot more to it than that, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Walter. Now, that's the big thing, right? It's not just about posting a podcast. It's about creating a comprehensive content strategy that's going to include everything, right? From the initial content ideas, the final edits, and even the social media promotion, which a lot of people love. And the best part, it really only requires about an hour of your time as a client each month. So let's walk through the typical recording, Walter. Somebody can have a pretty good idea of kind of what to expect in that hour.
Well, let's face it, right, Ben? Like, not everybody, especially a financial advisor, was born to be a radio, video, podcasting pro. And so one of the big differences that Third Wheel Media has been able to carve out in this industry over the year is making it really easy for business professionals to execute their show. And so we try to do that by taking all of the big hassle pieces of the equation, eliminating those from a client's shoulders so that they can show up, be the expert, talk about what they're knowledgeable about, and move on with their day, get back to the most important tasks of the day. So yeah, 1 hour a month is all we need. Real high overview of how we're going to do it. We're going to provide you with content so that you don't even have to really think a whole lot about what you're going to talk about on each episode. We're even going to provide a co-host and producer to join you on the recording, handle and manage the recordings for you, and even interview you, kind of like Ben and I are going back and forth on today's conversation. So you have somebody to feed back and forth off of, somebody to tee you up for your expert guidance and advice. After that, you're pretty much done. We're going to record our 4 weekly episodes during that one taping, and then, Ben, all of the back-end work comes into play where we take over and make the show shine.
Yeah, we have some great editors here at Third Wheel Media that will take care of you, make you look good. We often get the response of, wow, I thought that didn't go very well, but after watching it, I was really happy and very pleased with how everything turned out. But also, we take it from there and cut up video clips. We create shorts. We take it and really repurpose the content so that you're getting the most out of your videos and the time that you're spending every single month. And video might seem overwhelming, right? Because you have to get a camera. You have to have lights, maybe even some color in the background. But it's really not, right? We have some simple setups. We walk you through it. We have our video team connect with you, help you with the camera, what to pick out, lighting, just to make sure that you really shine when you turn it on.
Yeah, if you're trying to do a setup where you've got 6 cameras in your office and multi-angles and all these different moving parts, sure, it's going to get a little bit more complex and expensive. But for a great setup like Ben and I have right now, we can get some inexpensive lights in the background, one on your face, a good microphone, and a good webcam. And you are off to the races, and you've got a great setup for only a couple $100s, and you're able to start executing great podcasts. And when you have that co-host alongside you, you're also going to avoid a lot of the mistakes that come along with trying to do this on your own, which includes often forgetting to hit the record button, or not having the camera framed properly, or the lighting being off a little bit, focus not in shape, the wrong microphone connected to the computer, and now you're not able to be heard. So a lot of those problems kind of plague people when they go on their own, where when you have that co-host, all of those worries are eliminated because you've not only got that person to talk to and create the great content, but they're looking out for you to make sure you're sounding and looking good along the way too.
Yeah. And also, you know, the goal is to make you the expert. You are the expert. That's the bottom line. And by taking some of that off your plate, by getting you in and out of shows and setting you up and making sure we're asking the right questions, it just allows you that much more ability to really think through your answers and take a lot of the pressure off of, okay, how am I going to set up this discussion? How am I going to transition from point A to point B? All that's done for you with the co-host so that you can really focus on your job, what you do, and what you care most about.
One of the big questions we get about the process is, how long is the ideal episode length for a podcast? It's really hard to answer that question. However, when doing video podcasting, we definitely recommend people aim shorter. We'd rather have a weekly distribution of episodes, something that's going out consistently and that is pointed about one particular subject, one topic that you can really focus on intensely. So that's where we typically recommend that people aim toward for their YouTube and video podcasting. And again, it makes it very manageable that you can execute all 4 of your recordings for the month in that 1 hour session that you're going to have with your co-host. So that's a little bit of what our package looks like. We'll take you for all the way from the starting point to the end point. You just really fill in that little small part in the middle of the actual taping, and then we're going to chop it up, create shorts, put the video on YouTube, create show notes, other social media pieces, post it all for you so you don't have to lift another finger. All in all, Ben, it's a pretty simple process, one that we're really proud of. All right, so Ben, here's the cool part. Yes, we have a turnkey process, but everything also gets this layer of customization, right?
Yeah, I think this might surprise a lot of people, right? Is that not only are we doing all this other stuff for you, but we are going to take the time and effort to put in the right colors, make sure everything aligns with your branding kit, whatever that might be, to really enhance your brand. That's the bottom line. We want people to find your show, but also on top of that, enhance your brand. And we do that through quality graphics. We do YouTube thumbnails. We do episode art, really stuff that really will help you stand out on YouTube through all the clutter and all the noise. We know that's key, right? So we spend the time and extra effort to make sure that you have the right look. There's a lot of other things like clips, shorts. We try to pull out the best content from each one of your shows, right?
Those are great points. I think some fantastic examples. You know, a lot of clients want to keep the focus very specifically on financial advice or real estate guidance, but we have others that like softer topics and something that's maybe a little bit more broad, or perhaps a real estate agent wants to do a community spotlight or talk about upcoming events, or an advisor wants to talk about charities that they're involved with.
Yeah, I think that's important to make sure that the things are customized for you. You want to stand out, right? You want to have that look match what you're trying to do every day. And even if you don't do a lot of other social media content, at least you'll know that what we're putting out there is going to be professional. It's going to match what your brand and identity is. And it's really going to give you the ability to stand out and connect with people that are looking for your service and trying to find someone that can help them with their needs. Now, getting started can seem a little bit daunting. Walter, let's talk about that onboarding process and how we make it easier for people.
Yeah, our onboarding process is all about simplicity and support. So we're going to guide clients through equipment selection, the room setup, and eventually their YouTube channel customization. And we can make a lot of those big decisions as we go through the process, or for clients who want a little bit more hands-on involvement, we can go back and forth in the involvement of each step of the process along the way. The big goal is to make it feel like you're part of the show launch, make sure it's something you're passionate about and excited, but also something that's not going to drag and bog you down for several weeks as we're building toward that show launch.
Yeah, we can do as little or as much as you need help with, right? I think that's the beauty as well. Some people come in, they know what their show is going to be named. They know exactly what their goals are. They're ready to launch right away, right? But some other people come in, I know I need some help. What's a catchy title that I can use to maybe stand out that's a little bit different for somebody else? We can hold your hand and walk you through that and be, as you mentioned, Walter, sending emails back and forth, communicating throughout that process. But either way, that bottom line is we're going to walk you through, make sure that you're comfortable with the show, the content, make sure that you're ready to go, make sure you know what to expect when you connect with us and turn on the microphone and the camera, you'll know you'll be ready to go.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, we really try to adapt to the personality of our clients. So if you are someone who likes that hands-on approach, we'll meet you there. And if you're somebody that needs the quote-unquote experts, us, to make the decisions for you and keep the ball moving, we can certainly take that route as well. So I would say in terms of the most popular question about onboarding, it's how long does it take to get started, Ben? And usually I give people a 4 to 6 week estimate, especially for video. But usually that's how fast we can get a show up and running for someone. We can run faster. We can delay that a little bit to meet needs and expectations as part of the process.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks might seem a little bit long potentially, but it goes by pretty quick, right?
It goes by fast. Yeah.
You're constantly working to try to get that next thing done. You're tweaking. Hey, I don't like the way it looks. Let me change my setup. Maybe, hey, let me go back and change the show name or the logo. Let's tweak that a little bit. All these different things. We just want to make sure everything's right when it comes off the ground and it rolls out for the first time. You want to put your best foot forward. So taking care of all that stuff on the back end before you get it out there is very important.
If you flip it around and say, when will I be recording my first episode? And you say, well, that could be in about 3 weeks, then it feels a lot faster. And people start to go, oh, wow, that's pretty soon. I better get ready. So yeah, it can move very quickly and probably will feel fast to you once we get rolling. So there you have it, a sneak peek into Third Wheel Media and how we're making it easier than ever for busy professionals to execute high-end podcasts. Ben, any final thoughts on your end?
Yeah, just that if you're looking to elevate your brand, you want to connect with your clients and potential clients, right, in a meaningful way, podcasting with us is the way to go. It's easier than you think, as we've laid out for you. And Walter, if someone wants to get started and ready to get rolling right away, what's that process look like from here?
Well, the first thing to do is to visit thirdwheelmedia.com, then book a call with us for that free consultation. We're going to discuss your goals and make sure that our turnkey package is a good fit for you. Remember, if you're a financial advisor, a real estate agent, or an estate planning attorney, our turnkey packages are really designed for your businesses. During that call, we'll also find if we need a different solution for your situation. So maybe you fall outside of those three professional areas. Well, then we can talk about if a customized package maybe is perhaps a better fit for your needs. Once you're ready to proceed from there, we'll get the onboarding process started and you'll be well on your way to launching your show.
Well, easy enough. Again, go to thirdwheelmedia.com and book your free consultation.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We can't wait to talk with you and discuss how we might be able to help your podcasting goals.